It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's April 30th, 2024. Got a Tuesday episode for you here. Gonna make it fairly short. Got a busy day. Let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Kirsten Dunst, 42, and Johnny Galecki, 48. He was on Big Bang Theory. Also on this day in history, 1789, George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of this once great country. 1945, Hitler and his wife committed self-deletion in a bunker. And in 1939, NBC made the first public television broadcast in the United States at the New York World's Fair. Pretty cool factoid right there. Let's get into the news. We've got breaking news. This one from Fox News. Headline reads, anti-Semitic mob ramps up violence to seize control of Columbia Dean's building, fortifying doors with barriers. Man, this is getting out of control here. Columbia University asks students and faculty to avoid coming to the campus. That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad, actually. The police have actually moved in on other protests at other schools. For instance, Yale police have moved in on some encampments, on an encampment there. And coming from CNN, police break up a pro-Palestinian encampment at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. That's getting pretty close to me. But yeah, we've got to do something about that. This reminds me of when Antifa took over like 8 blocks of Oregon. So yeah, or Portland, excuse me, Portland, Oregon. We've got one from TMZ here. YouTuber Anthony Vella falls 85 feet in paraglider crash. Goodness gracious. So he went to the hospital. There's a video of this. Of course, he has a video of it. And it's actually really hard to watch because he falls and hits the ground and he's just screaming in agony. And it's like a 3-minute video. I ended it in 50 seconds. He went to the hospital, diagnosed him with a fractured neck, back, pelvis, and broken arm. And his injuries will require surgery. Yeah, glad I never got into that hobby. I almost did. My buddy almost sold me a wing. That's what they call the parachute thing. They call them wings. And I almost bought it off him. Apparently it's a blast, but you know, there's always risks. I'd rather just do my show and have, you know, a little less risk. Here's one from Extra. Irana Shayk shows Tom Brady what he's missing with sexy lingerie selfie. Well, he probably got to experience some of the whatever she's offering. And because I guess they were dating and he's moved on apparently. So yeah, he probably doesn't like girls who post photos of herself in lingerie to the world. You know, I don't know that I would want my girlfriend doing that, to be honest with you. Wouldn't be comfortable with that. TMZ, Britney Spears is, quote, completely dysfunctional, unquote, and in danger of going broke. Man, she is, if what they're saying is true, she will go broke because she's spending like every couple months she goes and spends millions of dollars on vacation. And I think France and among other things, but she's out of control. Apparently she was doing much better under the conservatorship. Here's one from Extra. Taylor Swift ex Joe Alwyn. I don't know who the hell he is. Has moved on from their relationship. Well, that's good, man. Because I think I heard somewhere that she's with someone else. So I think she's moved on as well, I'm pretty sure. All right, we got one from TMZ. Oscar De La Hoya, speaking some wisdom here, says, I am praying for Mike Tyson. Jake Paul is a real fighter. I'm in the same camp as Oscar De La Hoya. There's just such an age difference. I don't know. 59 years old is 59 years old, no matter who you are. So, and I guess if Jake Paul, I've never seen Jake Paul fight. So this is going to be really exciting. Honestly, I hope no one gets hurt. I hope Tyson doesn't get hurt. But I hope he gets a big payday. I think he's a better person than he was in his younger years. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left, and it's good news. It always is. Let's jump right into it. First vessel passes through fourth temporary channel, bypassing key bridge collapse site. Okay, so, yeah, this was actually from a local news source out of Baltimore. It's a couple days old, but ships are being escorted through this channel very slowly when winds are under 15 miles an hour or knots or whatever. So they were trapped inside, you know, in the city inside. They had no way of getting out. So that's good. But yeah, good news for the Baltimore people and to get product in and out of there. It's critical. We don't want to have to helicopter it in unless we have to. All right. I'm going to call that the episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a good rest of the week. I'll be talking to you Friday as well for our Friday episode. Until Friday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks. That's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.